To see you here. You know, a church without kids would really be a boring place, wouldn't it? Our story today is about a person who was really, really appreciated because of what he did. Joe was especially good at what he did, and what he did was he was a pilot for ships. When they would come to the harbor where he was at, it was a very dangerous place. If their ship came in there and they ran into rocks or anything else that was in the way, their ship could sink and everything in the ship could go. That's a lot of value and maybe even people's lives. But Joe was willing to help them find their way in because he was a pilot. And he was a pilot that enjoyed what he did so much that you hardly even had to pay him. In fact, actually, he refused to get paid. This is something that he had done since he was just as far back as he could remember. Joe just plain liked doing it. And so he refused to get paid, and he was there every single time. Now, at first, they didn't realize how good Joe was, and every once in a while, they would get a ship owner, and he would think to himself, I'm not waiting for the pilot. I'm just going to go right on in. And every once in a while, one of those guys would crash his ship, sink the whole thing. Everything, including his boat, went down, and he was a poor man, or whoever owned the boat was. Pretty soon, the ships, when they came to the harbor there, would stop, and they would wait for Joe. And when Joe would come out there, he would pilot them in and never, ever lost a single one. Why? Because he used to play in that area. Every minute of his day, he enjoyed it. He would be all over the place finding out where everything was, and then when a ship came in, he would bit there, and they would just follow him in, and nobody ever had an accident. Joe did this, it seemed like forever. Only, of course, Joe got a little bit older as he went. He never, ever missed a ship. He was always there. But one day, he wasn't there. And the ship that was waiting for him was kind of surprised, but that was it. They never saw Joe again. Never. He was gone. And the people of the town, they decided, you know, they had never paid him anything at all, but maybe they could do something for him. And so they decided they would make him a statue. A statue so that everybody that came through there would remember Joe and what he had done for that area there. And so they got their money together. They got bronze together. I mean, that's really good stuff for making statues. And they made a statue. But this is not like any statue you would have gotten, because Joe was a fish. He was a dolphin. Dolphins are almost, they're so smart that you could talk to them if they spoke your language. Joe was having a great time. He was just swimming around, having a good time. But you know what? He saved the shipping company's millions and probably lives too. You know, sometimes it's nice to have a job that you really like doing. But even better than that, when you do something to help other people, and Joe spent his life helping other people, I'd like to challenge you. As you go through life, do things that will make people love you. Do things that are for other people, and you don't have to get paid for them. The payment is in enjoying yourself. Just like Joe, you can have a good time doing what you like to do, and you can help other people too. Okay, you can go back to your seats. Thank you very much for coming up.